for the last little bit, I have taken my time, went over top of my Mount Rushmore of favorite games, and I picked one particular one because it's been one of my favorite. It's always been there, and it will always be number one. And that game is Rainbow Six Las Vegas 2. Thank you for tuning in to Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby, and today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at Rainbow Six Las Vegas 2. This is one of the games that the sequel is so much better than the first one. Because when I went and played Rainbow Six for the very first time on the PlayStation, I hated it with a massive passion. It didn't have the fluent motion. The graphics, of course, for the PlayStation was good, but it wasn't great. I tried it, put it away, screw it. Then when I got my Xbox, I had gotten a gift from my aunt and opened it up, and sure and behold, it was Rainbow Six. Like the original Rainbow Six 3. So it's like, all right, I'm going to try this out. You know, Xbox, good graphics, good gameplay. Played it, and I absolutely loved it. I played and played and played, went online, made friends, stuff like that. Like, it was a game that I really, really liked. So when the next copy came out, it's like, oh man, I got to do this. Hopped on. Went for my sniper rifle that I picked. Wasn't there. Tried it, and it felt like a humongous add-on pack that you paid like $70 for. It's like, yeah, okay, this game sucks. Threw it off to the side, never touched it. Then I never touched another Rainbow Six game until Las Vegas 1 came out. Played it, fell in love with it, thought to myself, there's no way that this game was ever going to be beat. Played it, then Las Vegas 2 came out. Thinking, all right, it's probably going to be like the original Xbox, where the first one's great, second one is massively going to fall off. So I hopped on, and man, was I wrong by a long shot. Las Vegas 2 was so much better than the first one. And I just don't know how to put it into words. And I know that sometimes the sequels for number 2 always sucks, but number 3 gets better. But this one, it added one of the features that I thought was kind of cool. And when I play Rainbow Six 3 for the original Xbox, I'm kind of pissed off because it doesn't have this feature, which you can go up to the wall, hold your left trigger, left trigger, and you bump up against it, so you put your background so you can actually take a look around corners. It's one of the best features that they actually did with the Tom Clancy. So from there, I played over and over and over again. I've beaten it. I've gone back multiple times to get the casual, realistic, and normal settings. So that's what I wanted to do. I went to look for the disc, couldn't find it. And I had 2 copies of that. Still couldn't find it. So it's like, all right, I guess I won't be playing that. So I went in the Play Store, seen it, digital. As much as I hate it, I had to do it. So I bought it for $20. Then I noticed there was an add-on to it. Thought, oh, this is sweet. A little bit of an add-on, a couple more maps. I'm going to like this. So I hopped on, started playing it. Man, the memories come flooding in. I'm taking a look. There were still a few levels where I had to beat, but hopped on the one, started playing it. It was incredible. I even tried streaming it, but the only problem was every time when I streamed it, I would die super quick. Then when I don't stream it, I actually got past levels. So when it comes to the actual game itself, I love the terrorist hunt and going lone wolf. I'm not sure why. It was just one of those things that I like to do. That's what I did. I played it for hours and hours for the last couple of days, just playing it. Any chance I got, I sat down on the chair, fired up the TV, the Xbox One, and I went nuts. It sure is one of the best games, and that's the reason why it's on my Mount Rushmore. Despite it being as old as it is, and this thing is probably 15, 16 years old. The graphics are still good. The gameplay is still good. There's no glitch or anything. It just keeps going. Pound for pound, you just can't beat it. I know that my kids have played the new ones for this Xbox One. And they liked it. I'm looking at it. Yes, the graphics are good. But with the way that gameplay is nowadays, especially online, you're going in, you're firing, you're killing, you're shooting, everything like that. And I've even watched streamers play, and I'm just shaking my head going, yeah, this isn't for me. Because I'm more of the strategy kind of guy. You go here, you go there, you watch that door, I'll watch this door. So it's, the new ones aren't my style, but Las Vegas 2, it is one of the best. Like, I'm so speechless for this. If I could, I would go and put a little bit of gameplay on my YouTube channel, and I'll show you how freaking awesome it is despite me dying. So that could be a project in the future. But if you want to hear more, make sure you hit the like, follow, subscribe, share buttons. Tell everybody about me. And I will continue pumping out shows. But if you have any questions, comments, TangentsGaming189 across social media, or TangentsGamingPod@gmail.com for any suggestions, comments, and anything like that. So, hopefully you guys have a good weekend, and I will catch you later.